An extreme heat warning extended through Friday night throughout Ohio. The National Weather Service says dangerously hot and humid conditions will push heat index values up to 108 degrees with little relief expected overnight. Officials urge residents to limit outdoor activity and to stay hydrated. The two people found dead inside a vehicle in North Canton have been identified. Police say the victims are 22-year-old Aaron Lewis of North Canton and 24-year-old Malachi Dobbins of Urban Crest. Starr County Coroner says Dobbins died of carbon monoxide poisoning. The cause of Lewis' death remains under investigation. Police say there's no evidence of foul play. Investigators say the vehicle was found running at Eastwoods Park with signs of an exhaust system problem. Man to be arraigned today in Massillon Municipal Court on charges in a false bomb threat case. 26-year-old Jesus Felix of Akron was arrested Wednesday and is charged with inducing panic. Police allege he circulated a written bomb threat at Kong Company in the 4200 block of Schuffel Street Northwest in Jackson Township Tuesday and Wednesday. The threats prompted an evacuation and cost about $10,000 in losses. No bomb was found. Massillon teen headed to prison after pleading guilty in two felony cases. 17-year-old Benny Woodson, who was initially charged as a juvenile, entered guilty pleas in common pleas court June 22nd. He admitted to improperly discharging a firearm, discharge of a firearm on or near prohibited premises, and gun specifications. Prosecutors say he shot at an occupied home January 8th. Woodson also pleaded guilty to assault for attempting to injure someone at a local correctional facility April 9th. Judge Frank Forshoney sentenced him to 12 months on the assault charge, with terms running concurrently. Hartville has unveiled its first strategic plan, setting a roadmap for the village over the next 3 to 5 years. Officials tell the repository, plan focuses on governance, communication, housing, economic development, and sustainability, and was developed with input from residents and local partners. Work now shifting to implementation, including zoning updates, a list of available properties for development, and a new fund to support downtown improvements. Kroger could be headed back to Northeast Ohio under a pending deal to buy Giant Eagle. The company says it plans to acquire the regional grocery chain for just over $1.6 billion. The sale still requires regulatory approval. It could mark a return for Kroger to the Akron-Canton area for the first time in more than 40 years. Kroger previously operated multiple stores in the Canton area, including locations on Harrisburg Road Northeast and Cleveland Avenue Southwest, before exiting the market in 1984. Companies say there are no current plans to close stores or cut frontline jobs. The Canton Symphony Orchestra moving indoors for Thursday's America 250 celebration. Instead of performing live at the McKinley National Memorial, the orchestra will play from the Zimmerman Symphony Center. The concert will be broadcast on large video screens and speakers at the memorial. Symphony's CEO Rachel Hagemeyer says the move protects the 60 musicians and their instruments, noting union guidelines call for strong consideration of canceling outdoor concerts when temperatures top 85 degrees. Friday night heat index values are forecast at near 100. The celebration and fireworks schedule at the memorial remains unchanged. Travelers have a new nonstop flight option starting today. Breeze Airways launched seasonal nonstop service between Akron-Canton Airport and Portland, Maine. Flights will operate twice a week, Thursdays and Sundays through October 18th. Airport officials say Breeze is the only airline offering nonstop service on the route, which becomes the carrier's 16th nonstop destination from CAK. A girl killed in a UTV crash in Tuscarawas County has been identified. Coroner says the victim was 14-year-old Kaya Barger of Janaden Hutton. Highway Patrol says she and another 14-year-old were thrown from a Polaris Ranger when it overturned in Clay Township Tuesday afternoon. Barger died at the scene. The other teen was flown to Akron Children's Hospital. Property settlement checks being mailed to people impacted by the East Palestine train derailment. Payments are part of Norfolk Southern's $600 million class action settlement for property damage claims. The administrator says eligible direct payment claims are expected to be paid by the end of June, while business loss claims will be paid later this year. The settlement covers eligible residents and property owners within 20 miles of the derailment site. The Wayne County coroners identified the three people killed in Tuesday's fire at the Econo Lodge in Worcester Township. The victims, all members of one family, are Hitesh Kumar, Hinaben, and Isha Sutar. They were found inside the hotel after the blaze was put out. At least two of the victims worked at the hotel. Fire's cause remains under investigation.